The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News.
Now, new legislation is to be introduced to give workers a legal entitlement to receive tip payments. You may have heard the Taoiseach talking about this over the last few months. Under current employment law, workers have no legal protection if an employer decides to keep some or all of their tips. The move towards a cashless society during the pandemic has impacted many service industry workers, with less and less people carrying cash. The idea being that when you got cash as a tip, you put it in your pocket and that was grand. But if it's got to be added to the card, who's to say you'll get it, you'll get all of it, or you share it with maybe the kitchen porters or whatever else. But anyway, that's the reason for the legislation. Damien McCarthy is CEO and co-founder of HR Buddy, and he joins me now. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the business of the tipping, I mean, do we know whether many employers impose, if you like, a tip on the bill and then hang on to it themselves?
Okay, well, look, first of all, Pat, I suppose tips and gratuities are now a big issue in the service industry. And we're talking about workers in the beauty industry, hospitality sector, maybe taxi drivers, delivery drivers and so on, where there might be a tipping culture inside in their workplace as part of their job. But as you said, they're being impacted now by a cashless society. And I think the second point I would make, besides the cashless society impacting on these workers, is what you mentioned there. It's the bank card tip from the customer. And very many customers actually mightn't be aware that when they're paying a tip or gratuity with their bill to the service provider, that it's going to end up being taxed. So in actual fact, someone working full-time in the service sector, they may receive a tenner tip, but that may now be added to the payroll and taxed. And the customer is actually providing €5 to the service provider and tipping the taxman €5. So as part of the upcoming legislation, I think it would be a huge help to the service industry if, I suppose, transactional payments through the bank card for tips and gratuities would also be allowed to be non-taxable.
That would create a precedent, though. I suspect that no Minister for Finance would like that part of a payment would be deemed to be free of tax. Open to all sorts of abuse, one would imagine.
Well, possibly, but if you look at
it, you know, the I know, I understand the reality, Damien, that at the moment, if you drop a tenner at the end of paying your bill and you're happy with the service, you fully expect that that person serving you at table is going to get the tenner. And all of it. And then it's down to them whether they declare it to the revenue or not. And we all don't anticipate that they do, but we live with that. However, to formalise it might create, as I say, precedents that no Minister for Finance would like to stand over.
Yeah, well, I think, Pat, most employers now across the service industry, workplaces, are actually looking to be proactive. And actually, a lot of our work is working with these service industry workplaces in developing policies, I suppose, that are transparent and clear and fair to their workers, and including that inside in staff handbooks. Because this is a problem that's indirectly actually impacting upon the employer as well. So if an employee is down tip money because we're now in more of a cashless society, or because the bank card payments are being taxed, where do they go? Well, they go back to the employer looking for a wage increase, and provide for that, because they're also under financial pressures due to the cost of living crisis also.
Now, the new legislation will demand of businesses that they clearly display their policy on how tips, gratuities and mandatory service charges are distributed. So presumably that'll be either printed on the wall or printed on the menu.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And I suppose it is worth mentioning as well, it will deal with things like the differences between service charges and tips and gratuities, because there is a common misunderstanding with regards to service charges on menus and so on, and indeed many customers.
Will you explain that to me, why that would be? I mean, is the service charge designed to pay the wages of the serving staff?
Well, I suppose to separate what a service charge is, Pat, and a tip. So if I, as a customer, pay a service charge, which may be declared on the menu, that's subject to tax and it's subject to VAT, and it can legally be used by the employer towards the wage of its employees. Okay, now tips cannot be used towards the wage of the employees, and if I provide a cash tip, it's not taxable. So there's a big difference with regards to VAT charge and the tax and so on, and the fact that a service charge can be used by the employer towards the wage of the employee.
So tip money, you know, here's the rub, and often you get the law of unintended consequences coming into play. So you have the Tánaiste saying we're going to protect workers to make sure they get their share of the tips, but if it means that they're going to put service charges, more and more people are going to put service charges on bills, logically people will say, well, I don't need to tip because I'm paying a service charge. Yeah. So that's what's going to happen. And really what's going on here is that the restaurants and hotels and so on are disguising the real price of serving you food or drink, because the service charge is paying the wages and so on. And if they put that into the price of food and drink, the prices would be higher. So they appear to be more competitive than they really are.
Yes, well, I think in the past there may have been some of employers who've done that. I think in the current situation, if you take Pat, yesterday there was a recruitment drive announced by Fáilte Ireland to attract part-time employees into the hospitality and tourism sector. Now, there's a huge gap there. It's estimated maybe 40,000 employees are needed across the hospitality and tourism sector to provide for the demand during the summer season this year. It's a huge factor in attracting part-time employees into that sector with regards to tips. And what these people are considering is, am I receiving the same types of tip money? Am I receiving that bonus? Because that was the recruitment factor previously in attracting part-time employees into these types of sectors. Mm. And they've been maybe making decisions with regards to childcare and whether they're getting bang for their buck if they're getting back into part-time employment. So it's within everybody's interest. And we know how vital a cog in the wheel the likes of the hospitality and tourism sector is. So it's within everybody's interest, the state, the workers, the employers and consumers, that we allow for non-taxable tips to service industry staff, which traditionally would be more on the lower scale of pay.
I'm just wondering whether or not they should outlaw service charges. Because, you know, the time was you got your bill and there would be a little thing written at the end of the menu, gratuities at your discretion. You know, in other words, if you liked the service, if your waiter or waitress was, you know, really good, explaining the menu, delivering everything with a smile and so on, that you would reward them with a very good gratuity. And that seemed to make a lot of sense. But this service charge, it seems to me, as I say, to be disguising the real charge that, you know, they put on the menu a tenner, but if there's a 15% service charge, the price of that meal is really $11.50, and they should be forced to say that.
Yes, and I think most people would actually agree with you on that, Pat, and I would as well. I understand that we're not going to see this legislation until perhaps the other side of the Dáil recess, and it would have been helpful if we had the legislation in place for, I suppose, peak season 2022. But the service charge is very definitely a complication, and to be fair, I suppose the legislation is setting out to try and distinguish and make it clear to the customer the differences between service charges and tips. So I think the legislation to a certain extent will achieve that, but I would agree with your point that really the service charge is a complication that doesn't help the worker, and an awful lot of employers already are choosing to not use service charges because they see it as being I suppose unfair and impacting upon the tips and gratuities of their staff, who are obviously now vitally important to them because the labour market is so stretched, and in particular in the service industries, I suppose they're competing now with home working and remote working and flexible working being available to people in other careers, and finding it very hard to attract people into the industry. So an awful lot of workplaces have moved away from the service charges anyway, even prior to legislation coming into place.
I'm reading some of the text coming in. At least when you give cash in a restaurant as a tip, you knew that the staff were getting it. Now I'm very cynical. Another one. We aren't sure what to do re-tips in this country. Lots of people still feel obliged to pay 10% even when the service is really bad. My nail salon, let's see if I can, that just jumped on me. My nail salon now only accepts scanning of a QR code, I think, for tips, no cash. I'm not comfortable with it and I think that's unfair on the staff. I should be allowed to tip them with cash. Restaurants will all simply now apply a service charge, and I never pay a tip when a service charge is applied. That would be paying for service on the double, so says Lar in Dublin. I'm just wondering, would you ever do a segment on your show to inform people of some disadvantages of going completely cashless, i.e. total loss of privacy, possible higher bank fees, hacking, negative interest rates, social credit scoring, and how do we pay when electricity is down? It seems to me we're all sleepwalking into a cashless world and also being forced online to pay for everything. Why is nobody talking about this or worried about it? That's from Noel. And Damien, that is a point. We're sleepwalking into a cashless society, which is very convenient in many ways. But this one item on tipping demonstrates the deficits, at least in this area.
Yeah, well, perhaps for the moment, Pat, as consumers, we would take service industry staff into our considerations and maybe consider when we're going out for a meal and a good service is provided that maybe we would carry some cash with us, because unfortunately cash is still king when it comes to providing what service industry employees would consider a very important part of their income. But what I hope the legislation does achieve, Pat, is fairness to workers, and I think it's within everybody's interest to achieve that, and employers want that as well. And as I said, actually, employers are moving forward in creating and drafting fair and transparent policies that are available to their workers and to the customer already ahead of legislation.
We've been talking about hospitality, but one of the texters here is Anne in Dublin, says, can you ask about tips in hair salons? I pay a lot to get my hair done, far more than I pay, for example, to my dentist. So why is tipping so entrenched in hair salons?
Well, I think, to be fair, Pat, what we need to do with regards to all of this is go back to it being at the discretion of the consumer. And I think that's very, very important. I don't think many businesses or workplace look to push tipping and gratuities. I think it's very much left in the consumer's hands for their choice to make.
Another one asks me, can you refuse to pay a service charge? That's from Mark in Dublin 7. Is the service charge legally enforceable?
I actually can't answer that question, Pat, to be honest with you. If a consumer was to refuse to pay a service charge legally, what is their right? There may be something legally binding in the background with regards to contracts with that business and the service provider. So I don't think a very clear answer can actually be given on whether it would be legally binding or not. In some circumstances it may, in other circumstances it may not. So
anyway,
maybe it's a bit of a grey area.
Well, our listeners, as usual, come up with solutions. Staff using their own Revolut or similar account on their phone, enabled for contactless payment, that is the best solution. The tip goes directly to the staff member and it's untraceable, so they can easily avoid paying tax. It's a win-win for everybody, except revenue. And another one, when I'm paying my bill with a credit card, I ask for cash back and I use that cash as a tip. That's Bill, who's formerly in the hospitality business for some 45 years. And a final one, waiting staff rely on tips. It's such a hard job with late hours and minimum wage. It will be impossible to get staff if the tipping culture is altered. So there you are. Damien McCarthy, CEO and co-founder of HR Buddy, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. All right, still to come, in our series Boxed, we'll be looking at the Tom Selleck blockbuster, I suppose, Blue Bloods, next.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.